Hello, welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by June Pie, New York-style pizza in the Eastern Sierra. We have sports with Seth Connors today and a few other items of news to go over, but I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app as it contains a lot more content that I cover in this program. And now on to the news, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
And thank you from that word from Astorga's and High Point Solar. And on to the news today. The Inflation Reduction Act is going to invest $1.6 million to stabilize historic mining structures in Death Valley. The National Park Service will use $1.6 million from the Inflation Reduction Act to help preserve historic mining structures in Death Valley National Park. This project is part of a nationwide effort to restore natural habitats and address climate change impacts. In the fiscal year of 2023, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and the Inflation Reduction Act will provide $52 million to the National Park Service to fund more than 100 projects throughout the country related to ecosystem resilience, restoration, and environmental planning needs. Some of the structures on the list include the Ski-Doo Historic District. It's listed in the National Register of Historic Places. Ski-Doo was a thriving boomtown of 700 people in the early 1900s. The mill is the most significant remaining structure from that period. It used 15 stamps to crush ore. Mercury amalgamation and cyanide leaching completed the process of extracting gold. Another structure will be the Gem Mill, which was constructed in the 1930s as a small gold mining operation in Shale Canyon. The structure is an example of a Depression-era frugality. It combines a headframe with a haul ore up a mine shaft with an ore processing equipment. Part of the reason Death Valley National Park was established was to preserve and share mining history, said Superintendent Mike Reynolds. This funding allows us to stabilize some of the park's special historic places so the public can continue to enjoy visiting them. And low-interest federal disaster loans available for Inyo County recovery. We covered this yesterday, but an official statement from the Inyo County has been released. In the aftermath of the recent severe winter storms and spring runoff that impacted local communities, Inyo County residents, homeowners, renters, and business owners are urged to take advantage of low-interest federal disaster loans that are now available to support recovery and rebuilding efforts. The U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, has granted disaster declarations for two distinct time frames: the January storms, December 27th, 2022 to January 31, 2023, and the March storms, spring runoff, February 1 to July 10. For damages occurring between December 27th, 2022 and January 31, 2023, applications apply for the SBA Disaster Declaration 18049. The interest rate for most homeowners and renters during this period was 2.313%. For damages occurring between February 21, 2023 and July 10, 2023, applicants should apply to the SBA Declaration 18051. The interest rate for this period is 2.375%. So that's some really low interest rates to maybe get some things fixed that you couldn't, that got damaged. Credit requirements are: applicants must have acceptable credit history. Ability to repay all loans is a prerequisite. The interest rates will be fixed. And that's all the news we have for you today, but I'm going to toss it out to Seth Connors for some sports action. Take it away, Seth. All right. Thank you, Seth, for that sports action. Thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. I want to encourage you to download our app that contains a lot more content than what I cover in this program. This episode was brought to you by June Pie. It's New York style pie of the Eastern Sierra. I've personally had it, and I guarantee you will enjoy it. It's so good. Thanks for tuning in. Byron out.